This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
I had a chuckle during last week's leaders debate when the moderator asked Andrew Scheer if he regrets that he tweeted support for Brexit. Seemed to amuse Green Party leader Elizabeth May. Now, I enjoyed the smugness of the question and Ms. May's reaction because, as all good establishment types know, it's crazy for Britain to leave the European Union. After all, how can the UK go on without the guidance of 40,000 EU legal acts at an estimated cost of $47 billion a year, as well as 62,000 international standards dictated by the EU? And who in their right mind wouldn't want a piece of Italy's banking problems, where the bad loans are now the equivalent of over 21% of the entire economy? Non-performing loans in Portugal, 15% of the economy, 40% in Greece. Let alone Deutsche Bank's massive derivative problem that forced it in July to announce it's laying off 18,000 workers. I mean, the problems in the banking system are so significant that the EU's postponed the new rules for bad loans to 2021 for fear that they'd collapse the system if the banks were forced to admit to and deal with the amount of bad debt. As I say, who wouldn't want a piece of that? What about the $17 trillion in negative yield bonds? That's not the sign of financial stability, and it's not going to end well, as it all but guarantees pension failures at the state and civic level while destroying Europe's bond market. I mean, what should scare the heck out of all of us is that Canada's progressive elites actually want to bring many of those same policies of massive regulation and high taxation here. Remarkably, they have shown no sign of learning even a single lesson from Europe's failures. Now, that doesn't mean that the UK can't screw up leaving the EU. No, I mean, the first problem is that the public was asked to vote for an idea without any practical details, just like what we're doing in our federal election campaign. If Great Britain decides to dramatically reduce taxes and the cost of regulation, then their economy could come out way ahead. If instead they elect someone like Jeremy Corbyn's Labour Party, who favour high taxes and more regulation, then the economy is going to be in big trouble. As I say, there are many more chapters to be written in the saga of Brexit, but failure to understand the mess that the EU is in, let alone be smug about it, displays a woeful lack of knowledge. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.